From Tidbits on December 10th, 2007. This is the audio version of Log Me In for Mac Released, written by Glenn Fleischman. The remote control tool Log Me In Free for Mac was released last week after a few months of beta testing. I wrote about the beta version, which is substantially unchanged in its release, in Log Me In Adds Remote Control for Mac. The program enables you to connect to any group of computers that you have set up or that others have given you access to after the installation of a lightweight client. Minimal configuration is needed once you've registered the software and set up groups of machines. The software is a little clunky working within a browser window, but it can traverse NAT gateways, a feature that lets you connect to otherwise unreachable computers. Leopard's screen sharing feature can tunnel, with inconsistent success, to via Back to My Mac and iChat AV4. Back to My Mac works among a set of computers you register with a single .Mac account. iChat screen sharing requires you to grant or request permission for a buddy to see your screen, or vice versa. For a rundown of other options, see the article noted above. The company, eponymously named Log Me In, also announced a beta of Log Me In Rescue with macOS 10 support, extending their existing support for Windows. This tool, designed for remote technical support, lets a customer install a tiny applet with zero configuration to allow remote control. The beta includes macOS 10 remote control. The software costs $99 per month per technician, paid as a lump sum of $1,188 for a year's subscription, or $129 per month per support person for a single month service at a time. Both products require macOS 10, 10.4, or 10.5. The full text of this article is available within this audio file in the Lyrics field. To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I'm amazed at all the ways of doing remote control of Macs these days.